Happy Friday. From the Loxley Banks Broadcasting Centre in Georgetown, I'm Jevy Ebanks with a look at your latest local news. A Grand Court judge has found a man guilty of indecent assault following a judge-alone trial involving allegations made by a girl known to him. The verdict was delivered by Acting Justice the Honourable Dale Palmer earlier today, who heard the matter without a jury and found the defendant guilty of indecently assaulting the complainant. The court heard allegations that the man made unwanted sexual advances and inappropriate physical contact with the girl, who is his stepdaughter, on at least two occasions at his residence. Because the complainant is a minor, reporting restrictions remain in place and no identifying details of either the complainant or the defendant can be published. The Crown's case was presented by Crown Counsel Orrit Brown, who called evidence from the complainant, her sister, and the complainant's mother. The defendant, represented by Samson Law, chose not to give evidence during the trial. After considering the evidence presented, Acting Justice Dale Palmer found the defendant guilty on all five counts of the offense. The man remains on bail pending sentencing. Sentencing is set for the 5th of November, when the man will learn his fate. A grand court case involving allegations against a child complainant is proceeding towards a trial after the defendant formally denied charges. The defendant entered not guilty pleas to two counts of indecent assault and one count of breach of trust. Because the complainant is a minor, the court has ordered that neither the complainant nor the defendant be identified publicly. The allegations relate to an indecent assault that's alleged to have occurred back in August 2025 at a Bodentown address. The defendant remains on bail and is expected to stand trial in March 2027, with proceedings anticipated to last up to 5 days. In other court news, Jiffon Marquise Robinson has entered a not guilty plea to attempted murder of a man at a local bar. Mr. Robinson entered a not guilty plea to attempted murder, wounding with intent, and affray stemming from the 2024 incident at Jungle Bar. Mr. Robinson is co-accused with another man. That other man has not yet entered pleas into the matter. Mr. Robinson may stand trial later this year and remains on bail pending trial. The minister responsible for the Port Authority has met with the board chairman, management, and staff representatives over a protest about a long-standing employee claim. Radio Cayman's April Cummings reports.
The Ministry of Planning, Lands, Agriculture, Housing and Infrastructure says the meeting took place Thursday morning, led by the Honorable Jay Ebanks at the center, an employee claim that had been outstanding for years and one the court has already determined to be statute barred. That means the deadline for bringing the claim legally expired, though the ministry says the matter is still under active consideration. Thursday's meeting followed a visible show of frustration on the Georgetown waterfront, where port employees were seen outside the building holding signs. The ministry says the staff who took part in the meeting completed their scheduled shifts first, port operations stayed fully functional, and the ministry says it does not expect any service disruptions going forward, with management and staff continuing to move passengers, goods, and essential supplies for the Cayman Islands. The ministry says all parties have committed to constructive dialogue and a fair resolution. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
Thank you, April. The ministry has not said when the parties will meet again. Hundreds of educators from across the Cayman Islands packed into the 2026 Education Professionals Welcome this morning, opening the new school year under the theme Growing Minds, Transforming Lives. The event, hosted by the Ministry of Education and Training, brought together teachers, principals, specialists and support staff, along with the Premier's cabinet colleagues, members of the opposition and Deputy Governor, the Honourable Gloria Macfield-Nixon, who is currently acting as governor. She told the room that the improvement to school inspection ratings belongs to the people sitting in it.
I have been observing the progress of our education sector, looking very closely at your attainment, and I have marveled at how you have gone from weak-rated schools to satisfactory schools to now having so many schools that are rated as good. And in our public sector, we have raised standards, so we have eradicated any ratings of weakness as internationally assessed, not only by our OES, but by inspectors that are coming in. The people in this room made that happen.
Applause. But the biggest news of the morning came from Education Minister the Honourable Ralston Anglin. A complete ban on phones and communication devices in government schools effective at the start of this school year. Minister Anglin says the complaint came up at every single campus during the ministry's school tour.
Not only did teachers complain about this, I had parents screenshot WhatsApp conversations coming from their children during class time. That, for me, is completely and wholly unacceptable. And so that is going to be the new policy within our government school system.
Minister Anglin also announced $3.7 million in new funding for specialist provisions across the system. You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. A major road project aimed at improving transportation in the Eastern District is moving back into the construction phase. The National Roads Authority has confirmed that work on the East-West Agricola Connector Road will restart on Monday, the 24th of August, with construction expected to continue through the next 3 months. Traffic restrictions already in place will remain active, including a full closure to eastbound traffic and limited weekday morning access for westbound motorists. Officials are encouraging drivers to plan ahead, follow posted traffic signs, and slow down around construction crews and heavy equipment. When completed, the connector road is expected to improve access, reduce travel challenges, and support growth in the eastern districts. A gnarly invasive species gets stopped at the border. No cane toads allowed. The Department of Agriculture is highlighting an important biosecurity success after recent interception of a live cane toad in an incoming shipment.
This interception is a clear demonstration that our biosecurity systems are working as intended. By combining horizon scanning, trained inspection teams, and strengthened surveillance, we can identify and stop potential threats before they become established. This is exactly the kind of early action that protects the Cayman Islands' environment, agriculture, and economy.
DOA Director Wilbur Welcome there. He says cane toads are, quote, significant potential threats because of their ability to reproduce quickly, adapt to a range of environments, and spread rapidly once established. Their toxic secretion can seriously harm or kill native wildlife and domestic animals that attempt to eat them. If a cane toad gets a foothold into Cayman, they could, quote, place additional pressure on native biodiversity, disrupt local ecosystems, and create significant long-term costs associated with management and control. Finally, this evening, the Breast Cancer Foundation is thanking Track Automotive after the donation of a new vehicle. Chief Operating Officer Beverly Eddington tells Radio Cayman the car gives the foundation's team greater flexibility and reliability.
This donation means so much to us because it directly increases our ability to be there for the people who need us. A vehicle may seem like a practical gift, but for us it represents something so much bigger. It means our team can get out into the community, reach more people, and deliver our services where they're needed. Ultimately, every journey this vehicle makes will be about supporting someone affected by breast cancer.
Ms. Eddington says the donations comes at an important time for the foundation as it continues to expand its program, which includes early detection initiatives, community outreach awareness programs, and assistance to women navigating breast cancer. That's your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks. For a full replay of this newscast, visit our website, radiocayman.gov.ky. You can also follow Radio Cayman on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy your weekend ahead.